This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney here on a really rough weekend for so many people. Our hearts, let me say this right at the top, go out to everybody listening to America Tonight and way beyond that. I've gotten so many emails this past week. Our mailbag overflowed, and we'll get to that. And anti-Semitism, there is just no place for it. I don't get it. This attack in Pittsburgh, sad, sick, and no explanation for it. To go into a synagogue, the Pittsburgh shooter and the suspect, and say, I just want to kill Jews. What is wrong? Robert Bowers, 46 years old, has been charged with 29 counts, 11 people killed, and that happened on Saturday. You know, there's all these court documents that people are talking about, and what the court documents provide is glimpses of the suspect, and, you know, 20 minutes of bloodshed is what it is at the Tree of Life Congregation Synagogue in Squirrel Hill in that neighborhood. And even the mayor, Bill Puto, at a news conference promised the city would be stronger from a very, very dark day. And what can he say? We've been knocked down before. We get up, we stand back, we work together, and people are really reaching out, thank goodness. And we know we're that kind of country, but this is what happened. So he goes in, he's shouting anti-Semitic nonsense. He opens fire on the people that are there. He's got an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, three Glock handguns, and three of the weapons were purchased legally, because that's what happens. Then the conversation turns to that. But at least, you know, nobody had anything there to defend themselves. And I've had this conversation with a few people where concealed and carry in some churches. So it could happen in any church, any house of worship, etc. They've got people planted that have concealed and carry weapons to protect the people. And now that's going to be more, I think, of the conversation, because the answer is, what do we do? What do we do moving forward? This is one nut job who destroys these innocent lives, this 46-year-old guy. But the answer is, how do you protect yourself from that? And there's all these stories about hearing noises and people running and seeing dead people. And I mean, awful people from their 50s all the way up to their 90s. And like I said, the suspect has been charged with 29 counts, let's make that clear, in the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. The criminal complaint is saying what I just said, that he said a lot of anti-Semitic stuff. I just want to kill Jews, that kind of thing. They're committing genocide to my people. He kept repeating that. So then it becomes that hate crime kind of thing, obviously. The Anti-Defamation League, what are they going to do? They call for the attack, one of the deadliest, and it is, on the Jewish community. And now increased security, police presence at synagogues across the nation is norm. But it's not just that. Remember, there have been shootings in churches, certainly, and people killed. So we know, and I say this all the time, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and seeing people that are going to worship whatever their religion is and not coming out alive is just despicable and unacceptable. So the answer is, let's move forward. What do we do? How do we do this? What can we do? I'm glad they captured the shooter, and I hope they throw the book at this horrible, horrible human being. It's terrible. It's outrageous. It's a hate crime. It's sad. And everybody, I think, in this nation should feel this way. I mean, look, we're about love. We're about embracing. We're about freedom. People died for the freedoms in this country. So let's not take them away by awful, awful crimes like this one. And I know we can all agree on that, and I have absolutely seen that by taking a peek in the mailbag, and we're going to go there next. And boy, oh boy, again, just awful, awful, awful. My heart goes out to those people. It goes out to the people who now have to try to pull their lives together after losing people that were fathers and grandfathers, etc., you know, all that kind of all that kind of stuff. I mean, just one of the saddest things, that I've seen. And you see people that have been choked up when they're behind the mic trying to make sense of something that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And, you know, that's the gist of this. And it's coming off of a really rough week where we've seen some outrageous things happen to be sure, and we'll talk more about that. Some of you certainly reached out through the mailbag, and we'll get to the turning to another note. It's the story about Cesar Sayoc, who was a DJ, he was a bodybuilder, and apparently a pizza delivery man, and he was the guy who sent those bombs on his LinkedIn account. He described himself as a choreographer and a booking agent for male strippers and burlesque shows, and that's what he did. Apparently he was even a male stripper himself at one point, and you know, now the questions also abound about him and what was he doing. And he has all these ramblings. He had a criminal history that included a couple of different things, including being arrested for accusations of grand theft and battery and fraud and drug possession and, you know, different probation violations and whatnot. He posted all kinds of wild things on Facebook, etc., and he decided that he was going to take his van and he was going to go out and he was going to get these bombs delivered. And, you know, the rest is history. It was easy for them to trace it, as we mentioned last week, and come up with who was the guy. So they find the guy. He looks like he was living in his van, by the way. His mother's and his sister's wanted him to seek medical treatment. They said he struggles with a lack of a comprehension of reality. And they said they have talked to the media, and they said they don't think there's anything wrong with him, but that they can't understand his behavior, his views, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And they say that they begged him to do that. And as I mentioned, he had a criminal history, etc. And we talk about the 10 people who were targeted, and we know that we went through that last week. Obviously, people on the left are Democrats of note, including Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama was on the list, and Joe Biden was on the list, etc. So, four times over the past couple of months, the 56-year-old rather apparently parked his white Dodge van plastered with stickers supporting the president and depicting some of his critics with targets over their images near that gentleman's club in West Palm Beach where he worked as a DJ and bouncer, etc. But wow. Nobody, of course, was injured in any of that, but the male bomb suspect was arrested, charged with 5 federal crimes. FBI says 13 bombs were sent around the U.S., and they are not hoax devices. So that's the key thing, not hoax devices. And that was the thought, that that's what we were looking at with that. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, I feel compelled just quickly here at the top to say, because so many of you also asked me about the Powerball. This is it, right? So two winners from Iowa and New York, they'll split the $687.8 million jackpot in third largest in the game's history. You know, the cash option on that is like $396, something like that. Anyway, pretty somber with what we've seen in this country, especially for those people in Pittsburgh. Throw me the mailbag next. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I'm going to do the mailbag coming up in our next segment. All of your thoughts, a lot of it centered around the synagogue, of course, most of it, in fact. But I want to tell you a couple of different things that are happening in Washington. Some are trying to pin some of this on the president and talk about that he's divisive and that's why this is happening. Others are defending the president and saying, how would you pin it? He's got Jewish people in his family, including his own daughter, Ivanka, who converted to Judaism, and she married Jared Kushner and the grandchildren, etc. And I'd like to see on the Hill that at least, you know, come on, give us a break with this partisan tension over this crazy violence. Let's see something different out of the people who represent us. And I think that's what we're going to see this week. I think Republicans and Democrats are agreeing we're at a breaking point. You know, so you can disagree ideologically, but can we watch some of what's going on, right? And I don't blame politics for people who have a screw loose and are not grounded in reality doing outrageous, horrific things. But why not try to offer some peace, you know, a little love instead of complete hate, right? So we saw that on the Sunday Swirl. There was this call for unity and let's stop the hostilities with this string of attempted things happening, the bomb attacks, the attempted bomb attacks on 13, the 11 people killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue. You know, certainly what happened shouldn't be political. I would agree with that. Any Democrat or Republican who says that, I completely agree. Steve Stivers, Republican from Ohio, the head of the National Republican Convention Committee, said the Democrats are merely political opponents, not enemies. Very good, very wise. He said it on Fox. He said, we need to come together, do what's in the best interest of America. No matter who wins in 10 days, we can come together and make that happen. Bravo. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, the president is, and members of both parties are condemning the explosive devices addressed to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and others, and the murder of the 11 people, shockingly, at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday, which, by the way, was the deadliest attack on a Jewish community in U.S. history. But yeah, we have Election Day on November 6th. We have early voting, and you can be in the race. You can talk about what you want to see happen. I agree. It doesn't have to be marred by crazy nonsense. Come on, right? So finger pointing, all that kind of stuff. Forget all that nonsense. I mean, it's about winning. It's about your person winning. It's about what you think needs to happen in your area, your representative winning. So James Lankford, the senator from Oklahoma, said Sunday, and he's Republican, that while the president's rhetoric can be problematic, it's not to blame for the violent actions of the two people in this past week. And I agree. Senator Bernie Sanders wasn't to blame when one of his supporters opened fire on a group of Republican lawmakers. Remember, the softball practice last year was horrible. So you can't be pointing fingers in that direction, because it can go both ways on that. And it's awful, awful, awful. Just the political discourse, the level that it's at, I think, is the problem. I've been doing America Tonight for 10 years. I'm as frustrated as you. Things have affected my family deeply. Pathetic, stupid decisions on the Hill that have infuriated me. I've gone to Washington every year. I'm in it. I get it. Because I always say, I'm about vote, vote, vote. If you want to have a say in anything, but certainly not at this horrible, nasty level where, you know, you can have a say, but do you have to take out the person's legs? No, that's not how I was raised. I know a lot of you are good people. You weren't raised that way. Definitely win, have the rhetoric of in a different direction is what I say. Hey, by the way, hats off to the people who are donating to the synagogue victims. They raised more than $300,000 in one day. There's been vigils all over the place, because how do you repair a broken heart when this happens? Again, trying to help families, the insane violence, all of that, whatever it takes. By the way, the suspect has been charged, and I'll emphasize this again, with 29 counts stemming from the attack, including violating hate crime laws. There you go with that. In the meantime, while that's happening, you know, while thoughts are there and so much as this lunatic nonsense is going on, there are other things, believe it or not. Hard to switch gears, though, right? I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins are even going to have a blood drive to collect a collection to help the synagogue victims. And there's, you know, all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. And how do you pivot on this? But there are a couple of other things that are happening. Obviously, the elections, big, vote. You want to make a difference? Go and vote. Get involved locally. That's where it starts. Know who you're voting for. When I was a kid, and this probably stems to me doing this show, current events, knowing what's happening, all that stuff, vital in my life, because my mother told me, don't come to the kitchen table if you're not versed on what's going on. And I applaud her for that. So she knew that she wanted to raise two people that were going to be involved in what was happening in this great country, you know, growing up a stone's throw away from where the founding fathers met with the Declaration of Independence outside of Philadelphia. Anyway, so I always think of the right to vote as a really sacred one to me. Always in my life, it will be important, and I hope it's important in your life too. Then when you want to complain, you can complain, right? And that's what I think. I mean, honestly. So we've got just a couple of weeks, and then it's official, and then boom, you know, voting, that's it. So Democratic campaigns and outside fundraising groups are expected to outspend the Republicans in the final stretch for the midterms. I was looking at some numbers heading into the weekend, actually, on that. Democrats are expected to spend $143 million on TV ads in the House races compared to the $86 for the Republicans. And there's a big surge on ad buys and You know, so what's going to happen there? The Republican National Committee has a fundraising advantage over the Democratic National Committee during the cycle. The Democratic congressional candidates combined raised more than $1 billion. Isn't that crazy? This election cycle through September compared to the $709 million for Republicans. And there's all kinds of numbers surrounding that. But here's the bottom line. Democrats are looking to get the majority in the House and Senate in the midterms. They have to gain 23 seats to retake the majority in the House. They have to gain 2 seats in the Senate to do the same thing in the upper chamber. I think a lot of these races are close, too close to call, and they're going to come down to the wire. And that's why, again, voting is so important for what you think should happen. Look at who's running where and what's happening in your world, because it could be closer than you think, and you could have an incumbent that you think is naturally going to win, but maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not as obvious as you think that they're going to win it. It might be much, much tighter. Let's put it that way. All right, let's talk about money for a second. So many of you ask me about, what do I think about the stock market? I think if you're talking about investing in anything, any kind of investment you have, if you can, I don't care if you have a few dollars, whatever it is, I'm being serious about this, diversify, right? Diversify. I've heard people say, oh, you can't make money on Bitcoin, but I know people that made a lot of money on Bitcoin because they believed and they got in the beginning when it was right to get in. So it paid off dividends for them. We have definitely seen down markets, and part of that is on earnings, people taking back money. That's what happens. I think it's, I'll say it again, I've said it last week, it's called a market correction. That's what happens. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could all put money in the stock market and walk away with a ton of money? Yeah. Or you have those 401ks and you work for a company, luckily, maybe some of you, where you get that money and you put it in and it gets matched, and then you've got to pick the basket of, you know, stocks, and you hope you pick wisely. But, you know, it's kind of bumpy. This correction is uncharted territory. So we saw, heading into the weekend, the market was down again. The Nasdaq, the tech-heavy Nasdaq, closed down over 2 points, with shares in Amazon losing over 7%. Google stock was down 2.2%. And, you know, has it run its course? The Dow Jones ended 296 points, or 1.19%, and almost 8% from its, down almost 8% from its high on October 3rd. The answer is you pay attention, you watch what's happening, and, you know, you get all these gains, and eventually it's going to come back. There's going to be a correction. Some of it is higher interest rates, but you watch and you pay attention to what's risky, and you pay attention to what's going on negatively. All right, stay with us. As I said, your thoughts coming up on the flip side. We're going to hit the mailbag.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, once again, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. So many of you had thoughts about the people who lost their lives at the Tree of Life Synagogue, also what happened with the crazy guy in the van and the bombs, and some other thoughts on a few other things that are going on as well. So Kate Delaney here on what I think is a pretty somber end of the weekend and heading into another week. I do want to go to this one first. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, you always say it, and I am so glad that you do. You talk about the victims when we see these horrible things happen. Do we know anything about the victims? We do. So the victims are anywhere from, you know, their 50s to their 90s. A 97-year-old woman, a husband and wife, two brothers. They were all there for Saturday services when Robert Bowers, who is the gunman, went in and started shooting, allegedly. Accused of this crime and whatnot. He walked through an unlocked door at about 9:45 in the morning. So here are the victims. Like I said, the victims ranged in age, and there's so many stories about the people who also escaped, and it's just, it just is so crazy to think about it and think about the what could have even happened worse, but I don't even want to say that because it's just so awful. You have officers that are in stable condition. They're still in the hospital and they're recovering. You have Jewish leaders talking about how can this happen, the victims, etc. Like I said, there's 11 people killed, 6 wounded, and 4 officers, by the way. So let me go to your question. I'm getting off on a tangent. 8 men, 3 women. So Rose Malinger, she's 97 years old. She lived in that neighborhood. Cecil and David Rosenthal, they were the 2 brothers. They were in their 50s. They were the youngest. Bernice Simon and her husband in their 80s, Joyce Feinberg, 75, Richard Gottfried, 65, Jerry Rabinowitz, 66, Daniel Stein, 71, Melvin Wax, 88, Irving Younger, 69. There were 2 others that were wounded in the initial shooting, which lasted about 10 minutes before the 911 call, and then, you know, what happened from there and the encounter with the police, etc. The suspect was shot several times, then he surrendered. He's in fair condition. He's in federal custody, and they, as they sort through this at the Tree of Life, and just, you know, insane. All right, so not the only one, Jake, wanting to know more about my thoughts on that and their thoughts on it. Let's go to this one. This one is from Kathy, who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time. I just want to give you a shout out for the way you handle callers, people in general, and just your knowledge and the fact that you invite everybody, whether they're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. As you say, I've even had it memorized, to call the show. I think it's not about labels and politics, though, when it comes to this shooting of the Jewish people in the synagogue. I'm a Christian, and I reach out to my fellow Jewish friends to just give them a hug and say, I can't imagine that happening, and it's happened in churches, and it's absolutely dead wrong. You've said it before, shattering the world of praying and being with God, to have somebody come in and do that is just absolutely despicable, and I hope they give that guy everything it's worth, but it doesn't bring back the lives of the people, and you know, ultimately that's the problem, as we also wrestle with the death penalty. And I think you said it, how many, you said it the other night on the show, how many states now have revoked or rescinded the death penalty. Yeah, 20 states have done that. Washington was the latest, because for different reasons, because they think it's, again, that it's almost like racial profiling what's happened with innocent people that have been on death row. I've said this before, for these reasons, like, this is an example of why I feel strongly about the death penalty, and I take a ration of nonsense about it, but I don't know. Does it bring someone back? No. Is it playing God? I don't think so. Because you could say the gunman's playing God by going in and picking off people and just saying, oh, let's just do this synagogue. Let's just go here. Let's go to this school. Let's do this. And it's always just so, again, so heartbreaking to me, because I think of innocent people. I'll tell you this. I had this conversation. I mentioned it briefly in the beginning of the show. It was someone today in Los Angeles, where they had people that they have concealed and carry licenses, and they go into the church, and they don't tell, you know, you don't know who it is, but at every service, there's at least 2 or 3 people that are armed. And if they hope they would never, ever, ever see that. But now they feel as though, based on what's happened around the country, that it's not being paranoid, it's just taking that kind of action. Will they do that at this synagogue, in other synagogues? Who knows? And is it their fault? Of course it's not their fault. And what do you do when that happens? And the answer is that, moving forward, what are the solutions? I mean, how sad, you'd have to lock the doors of a synagogue or a church. But 11 people killed, innocent people, older people, grandparents, mothers, fathers, brothers, in that circumstance, just head shaking. That's all I can say. All right, go to another one. This one is from Joseph. Hello, Kate. I know you're going to be talking about Pittsburgh, and I wonder what the people of Pittsburgh are doing. I'm sure they're reaching out to those that were affected by that disgusting, despicable death, you know, bloodshed in that Pittsburgh synagogue. Yeah, people in Pittsburgh all over the place were holding vigils. There's for the people killed in the synagogue in that neighborhood, outside of that neighborhood. That's what's going on a course, reaching out to the people affected by it, families hit by it, the synagogue itself, because how are they bouncing back? You know, that shakes you to the core. Think about your place of worship. If you go to a place of worship and imagine that gunshots, you know, shattered the service and maybe you survived, but just moving forward, what it's like for everybody else. It's terrible. This is life. You move on, but it's really, really, really a tough, terrible, terrible thing. All right, and then I got two emails, different kinds of emails. One from Anne, who says, "Kate, how much does the president bear for what's happening in Pittsburgh? We live in such a divisive society. I think you have to say that Donald Trump bears the burden for some of this. Does he even care what's happened here? You know, look, this is the situation where, you know, we've just seen this happen a couple of different times with, even though Trump has Jewish people in his life, some of this hatred and this divisiveness stems from the top, don't you think?" Well, you said it. He has his daughter converted to Judaism. His grandchildren, Jared Kushner, other people in his lives. So I don't think you can point to that. I think you point to this, especially specifically if you want to look at his own family. You can point to where we are in the country, that as the president, I think the responsibility for the president is to just issue that, look, not hatred, this is wrong. And he did say that, and I think we'll see more of that this week, that we can't, you know, this constant battle that everybody's having we can have battles over ideologies. We can have teams, because it is like sports teams. We can disagree on tons of things, but gosh, we live in this awesome country where we have freedom of speech, where we can argue and fight and disagree, but kill each other over that? Over words, over rhetoric, over anger that's not even affecting the person who gets riled up? I don't get it. I mean, I do and I don't. Wow. All right, so now here's another one. This one is from Julia, and Julia says, "Kate, I'm so tired of people blaming Trump for the shooting. Did he tell people to go and shoot Jewish people, especially when he has them in his family? He loves Kushner. He loves his daughter and his grandchildren. Give me a break. And he's responsible for anti-Jewish rhetoric? That's ridiculous. And people that just hate on Trump just use this as another excuse to bag on Donald Trump. And I just don't think it's right. He is not the person responsible for the fires that are being set across the country. If it were Obama in office, if it were Jimmy Carter, if it were one of the Bushes, would we say the same thing?" I don't know if we would say the same. Yeah, I think we, actually I do. What does the president do afterwards? That's always the deal. What does the president do to quell the fears of the people? And we'll probably see more of that this week. But, you know, I mean, here's the thing. We definitely are in a polarized nation. We definitely, that's why I always say it's like sports teams. But and I'll say this again. I mean, to me, why can't we disagree and argue and not like someone else's point of view, but want to go and kill people? I mean, come on. That's a whole different level. That's mentally ill. That's deranged. That's not thinking clearly. Even the mother of the shooter, Bauer, said he wasn't grounded in reality. So that's it. I mean, not grounded in reality. But how do you find those people before they do something horrific like this? I mean, it goes back to that. It goes back to the person. And can you blame other people around them for that? If they're in an organization that they're specifically taking orders and saying they're going to go out and kill people or whatever, but this guy acted alone. This guy was, according to his family, wasn't grounded in reality. It's poisonous, toxic, awful. All right, thanks so much for your emails. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let them flow. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, as we wrap up this hour of America tonight, I'm going to hit what I call the headers, so things that people are talking about. Obviously, a dark day in Pittsburgh history, 11 people killed, the synagogue shooting, the suspect in custody, sad story. We've been talking about it throughout this whole thing. And then the mail bombing suspect showing, according to his family, not right, showing signs of crazy mental issues. And 13 people were targeted, well-known people in the Democratic Party, but he is in custody and the bombs were real. It wasn't a hoax. So people are talking about Caesar Sayoc and what they have learned about him. So some really dark things have happened. Let's go to something else. Two winners split the $687 million Powerball jackpot. So if you were thinking, oh, I wonder if my ticket won, it didn't. You still could have won maybe a couple of dollars. So check the ticket anyway, right? What if you won $1,000? I'm not sure. So the winning numbers, I'm going to give you the winning numbers. 8, 12, 13, 19, 27, Powerball, 4, and third largest in history. Woo! That's big. 15 tickets matched all 5 white balls, but they missed the red Powerball. But you know what? 13 win a million. I don't know about you, but if you won a million, maybe you'd be bummed and say, oh my gosh, I was one ball away. And, you know, that's a great question. Are you glasses half full or glasses half empty person? So if I won $1 million, oh gosh, I only won $1 million, I think I'd still be pretty happy. This makes me sad, but this is a question of trying to narrow this down and figure it out. But a ninth child died of this crazy respiratory illness at a nursing and rehab center in New Jersey. They had the latest victim was someone who had a confirmed case of this virus and fell ill. They've had 25 pediatric cases associated with the outbreak. Of the 25, 8 of the deaths were kids confirmed with this adenovirus, I think is what they're calling it. And they say it's just tragic what's going on. They work every day, they say, for infection control protocols. Boy, it just makes you think, what do you do when your kid gets sick? I mean, how sad is this? They're in this facility. They get, they have these severely compromised immune systems before the outbreak, and then this happens. The New Jersey Health Department notified of this cluster of respiratory illnesses at the center. And, terrible. They have done surveillance work, all that kind of stuff. And it's associated with communal living arrangements. And that's what's known to cause severe illness, especially people with compromised immune systems. And we don't know too much about the deaths. I mean, we just know that they were kids, young kids. And we know that it's horrible. And again, trying to sort it out. It's just a reminder, I think, of what happens sometimes in these facilities. And that's the communal living is what they're saying, which is what... Halloween coming up, and this is kind of one of those questions, and we'll talk about it in the next week, but to buy the candy or not, do you have kids coming to your door, knocking on your door and asking, saying trick-or-treat? Are we done with the whole trick-or-treat thing, or is it still happening some places? I think a lot of places it's not, because kids are in these environments now where they do them at churches, or they go to malls where the stores have candy, and it's a more controlled environment than when I was growing up. It's, sometimes have changed with that. But there are still some trick-or-treaters. In my neighborhood, it's a mixed bag. One year, I had a lot of kids. They were so cute, little kids coming to the door. And the next year, we had all this candy, which is dangerous because you want to eat it. We had all this candy, and we didn't have very many kids. So, boy, it's crazy. They say so much is spent on Halloween, but I guess it depends on where you live as to, are you really going around the neighborhoods near you and doing that trick-or-treat thing or not? And some of you have even reached out through the mailbag because it's been so somber. We weren't focusing, of course, on that over the last day or two. But a couple of you said you were going to parties. You said you had grandkids, or you had kids young enough still that were dressing up, and they were coming up with clever costumes. And in your neighborhood, you still did do it, but you just stuck to the neighborhood. I think that's kind of the deal, sticking to the neighborhood probably for a lot of people. They're doing that, staying close by. By the way, it's really kind of crazy. I didn't know that there was a National Chocolate Day. Did you know that? National Chocolate Day. So they have, there's a day for everything. October seems to be all about sweets. I was just reading this story about it. 2 weeks after National Dessert Day and 3 days before Halloween, Sunday was National Chocolate Day. So what does that mean? I don't know. Could you get free chocolates anywhere? And what are the most favorite chocolates of people? Kit Kats, Twix, Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge, brownie ice cream, they say, are rank up there pretty high for people. And then I think it's a ploy by the restaurants to get you to go into the restaurants, because you could go into Cheesecake Factory and you could get a special order like Reese's. You could get a free slice of Reese's peanut butter chocolate cake cheesecake if, you got an order of $30 or more. And there's some other places where they're doing the same thing. Does that pull you in? Does the chocolate pull you in? Oh, my gosh, a Cheesecake Factory. They serve you so much food. It could last for a week. It's crazy how much food they have there. Ugh, brutal. So you know how I'm, intrigued by space, especially since I went to that incredible place out in the middle of nowhere in Texas, and I can't even think of it now, the observatory that just blew my mind, where I could look in the telescope and I could see a billion light years away, and it was out near Marfa, Texas, just crazy incredible. The Hubble telescope is back to normal operations. I was reading a story from NASA that it's doing what it was doing before. It's got a gyroscope
a gyroscope apparently knocked the device into safe mode, and now it's doing some of its first observations. It's capturing information on a distant star-forming galaxy, and I just think that is so fascinating. It's just trying to wrap your mind around that, the whole space thing, I guess. And the Hubble, there is a live feed, I think, where you can go and see the Hubble, and it's pretty, it's pretty interesting to look at that and to look at the Hubble and see where it's, to see where it's going. All right, we're coming off of another weekend, and some of you have asked me about this. We're not doing the man cave in this show, but have asked me about the top 25 and playoff predictions for college football. And my predictions are so brutal, as much as I love college football. You know, your top four are still intact. Alabama, they were off this past weekend. Who beats Alabama? LSU is up next on a big Saturday night game. Maybe the Tigers will do it. I know some of you are listening to me in Louisiana, and I know that you are cheering for LSU to do just that. Clemson, they went to Florida State and just trounced Florida State. Boy, what a difference a couple decades makes, huh? 59-10. Trevor Lawrence looks so good. He just looks good. Notre Dame. And they were off, but they got Penn State. Then what happens? Then they have Ohio State. That could be defining. Oklahoma smothered K-State. What happens there? I know some of you, even if you didn't go to the college, if you live near the college, you root for them. It's, it's a distractor. It's interesting. I like college football. And so thank you for always asking me about that and what I think will happen. The College Football Selection Committee is going to have some interesting, I think, considerations to make in the next couple of weeks as to who is, going where. But I bring it back and end it here with the people in Pittsburgh and the victims, and just say that all of us here at America Tonight really feel for you and for what happened. Just, it shatters your world. It's just absolutely shocking that somebody comes in, they're screaming anti-Semitic rants and are killing older people, before 10 o'clock in the morning. A 20-minute attack, and the police come, they try to do what they can, the SWAT team shows up, and they're brave, and some of them are injured as well, but they could only get there as fast as they can get there. They get the 911 call, boom, they respond. Nobody's expecting that. So as a result of it, Robert Browers at 46 has ruined all these lives, including his own. 29 criminal counts, 11 federal hate charges. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.